Welcome in. Today we're making jungle and drum and bass top loops feel jacked in Ableton Live 12. This is beginner friendly, but it's going to sound like the real thing. Brighter, tighter, more urgent. With that raggle-leaning bounce, and we're going to do it without just cranking the volume. The mission is simple. You've got a top loop, or a stack of hats, rides, shakers, maybe some bongos and noisy highs. We're going to turn that into a controllable top system you can actually arrange like a track, not just loop forever. By the end, you'll have a tops bus group with a clean chain, a driven parallel chain for grit and punch, optional air if you want sparkle, plus movement and arrangement tricks like filter ramps, mutes, and quick ragga style edits. And most importantly, the snare will still be in charge. Alright, let's set up the session. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I'll use 172, because it's a sweet spot for a live modern jungle and raggish DNB. Go to Arrangement U, and set your grid to 16th notes. We're going to be living on that grid for hats and quick edits. If you're working with an audio loop, make sure warp is on. For top loops, beats mode is usually the move. Set preserve to 1/16th as a starter. If your loop has super fast, chatty hats and it feels a bit smeared, try preserve at 1/32nd for tighter chatter. And in the beats warp settings, check the transient loop mode. Forward is cleaner, back and forth can add a gray flutter. Tiny setting, big vibe shift. Before we touch effects, gain stage. This is one of those beginner steps that immediately makes everything easier. Pull your raw top loop, or the drum rack output, down so your peaks are landing around -12 to -6 dBFS. Not because we want it quiet, but because we want the drive devices to behave predictably. We'll make it feel louder with control and harmonics, not the fader. Now, building the tops. You've got two routes. Option A, start from a loop sample. Drag in a jungle hat loop, a ragga shaker loop, a ride loop, whatever you've got. Then right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Pick Transients if you want it to follow the audio's natural hits, or pick 1/16th if you want consistent rhythmic pieces. This gives you a drum rack full of slices you can rearrange. Great for that old-school chop texture. Option B, which I recommend for control, build from one-shots. Create a MIDI track, drop in a drum rack, and load a closed hat that's tight and short, an open hat that's bright, but not too long, a thin ride or crashy ride, a shaker if possible in stereo, and one ragga-flavored perk like a rim, bongo, or timbale. Here's a beginner one-bar pattern that works instantly. Put closed hats on steady 16ths. Then add an open hat on the end of beat 2, and the end of beat 4. Add a ride lightly on 8th notes, or just on offbeats if you want more space. Then place your shaker in syncopated spots, and I mean syncopated, not constant. The goal is busy but not non-stop. Jungle tops need to leave room for the snare to punch through. Now group it. Select all your top tracks, or if everything is inside one drum rack track, just use that track. Hit Command G or Control G to group, and name it Tops Bus. Think of this Tops Bus like the DJ mixer channel for your tops. Everything flows through it. And this is where we get that louder feeling sound without actually destroying headroom. Let's build the clean chain first. Space and control. Drop EQ 8 on the Tops Bus. Turn on a high pass filter and start around 250 Hz. With a 24 dB per octave slope. Then listen. If the loop feels thin, back it down toward 200. If it still feels cloudy, push up toward 300 or even 400. The point is, tops should not fight the bass, the kick, or even the body of the snare. Most of the useful tops energy lives above this range. Now do a quick harshness check. If the loop feels brittle or hissy, do a small bell dip around 7 to 9 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Or use a gentle high shelf starting around 10 to 12 kHz to smooth the sandpaper before we add any drive. This is a big pro move, to harsh before distortion. If you distort harsh highs, they turn into pain. Next, add glue compressor after EQ 8. Set ratio to 2 to 1, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then turn soft clip on. That soft clip is extremely DNB friendly. It shaves spikes in a musical way and helps the tops feel like one glued loop instead of a bunch of separate ticks. Quick teacher note, if your compression feels random, it's often because the input is too spiky. A touch of soft clipping before or inside the compressor makes the compressor move more rhythmically, like it's responding to groove, not just freak peaks. Now we get to the secret sauce. Parallel drive. This is how you get jacked energy without wrecking the clean definition. Drop an audio effect rack on the tops bus. Inside it, create two chains, one named clean and one named drive. On the clean chain, keep it mostly as is. You can leave it empty, or put a light EQ if you want. The clean chain is your clarity, your transience, the real hat sound. On the drive chain, we're building attitude. First add saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Start with drive at +4 to +8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then lower the output so the drive chain is not louder than the clean chain. This is crucial. We're not doing louder. We're doing thicker, more urgent. After saturator, add drum bus. Keep the move small. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Turn boom off, or keep it extremely low because tops don't need low-end boom. Use damp if it starts to get harsh. Turning damp up softens the highs. Then add a compressor on the drive chain. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack between 10 and 30 milliseconds so some transient pops through. Release between 50 and 120 milliseconds. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. This is the push layer. Now blend the chains. Bring the drive chain up underneath the clean chain until you feel the loop get more forward, more pressurized, more in your face, but you don't clearly hear distortion. If you're noticing obvious fuzz, it's probably too much drive or you need to EQ the drive layer. If it sounds fizzy, here's the quick fix. Reduce saturator drive a bit, or put an EQ8 on the drive chain and do a gentle high shelf dip up top. You can also tame that 8 to 12 kHz zone, because that's where hiss can turn into fatigue fast. Next, tighten the chatter. This is where that CHCHCH bounce comes from. Add gate after the rack, on the top's bus. Or, if you want it more aggressive but contained, add the gate only on the drive chain. Start with attack between 0.5 and 2 milliseconds. Hold 10 to 25 milliseconds, release 40 to 120 milliseconds, then lower the threshold until the tails start getting controlled. We are not trying to make it sound chopped in an obvious way, unless you want that. We're trying to reduce washiness and make the hats feel like they speak, and get out of the way. Now protect the snare. In jungle, the snare is the headline. Tops are the energy halo around it. If your tops are masking the snare transient, the whole groove shrinks. Add a compressor on the top's bus and enable sidechain. Set the sidechain input to your snare track, or your drum group where the snare lives. Ratio 2 to 1 or up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Then set the threshold so you get about 1 to 3 dB of reduction when the snare hits. You're not trying to hear pumping. You're creating a tiny pocket so the snare owns that moment. If you want a more animated, rolling jungle swing, here's an advanced but easy variation. Ghost snare pumping. Make a ghost snare MIDI track that's muted, and place hits slightly before or after the real snare, like a flam. Sidechain the tops to that ghost instead. The hats will duck in a more playful way, like they're dancing around the snare. Now we add movement, because a perfect loop that never changes is not a track. Drop auto filter on the tops bus. For intros, use a high pass filter so the tops start thin. Then automate the cutoff down over time so the brightness and body gradually return. A classic move, start around 600 Hz in the intro, and slowly open to about 200 or 250 Hz over 16 bars. For the last couple bars before the drop, you can push the cutoff up a bit again and add a touch of resonance, like 0.8 to 1.2, but don't let it whistle. Then at the drop, open it fully and let the top smack. Here's another arrangement trick that's subtle but huge on real systems. Width automation. Put utility on the top's bus. In the intro, set width around 120 to 140% for airy space. At the drop, bring it tighter, around 90 to 110%. The drop feels heavier, not because it's louder, but because the center gets stronger and makes room for bass weight. Quick checkpoint, mono compatibility. On that utility, hit mono for 10 seconds. If your hats or shaker disappear, you've got facey stereo content. Fix it by reducing width, or by keeping the wide layer quieter and letting a mono hat carry the pulse. Now let's arrange like jungle, not like a loop demo. Use call and response every 4 bars. For bars 1 to 4, run the full hats. Bars 5 to 8, remove the ride and let the shaker do more talking. Bars 9 to 12, bring the ride back and add a small perk fill, like a rim or bongo hit. Bars 13 to 16, drop the hats for half a bar before the drop, or thin them out. This makes it DJ ready, rolling, and it creates energy without extra plugins. Next, the easiest impact trick in the genre, one beat mutes. At the end of every 8 or 16 bars, mute the tops for beat 4, or even just the last half bar. Let the snare hit alone. Instant emphasis. It sounds intentional and loud, even though you removed sound. For ragga flavor, a skank accent, place one rim or bongo hit on the of 2 or the of 4, meaning the last 16th of the beat. Keep it low. It's feel, not lead. If you want quick chops, you can do it with audio slices. Take one shaker slice and do a stutter fill over one beat. Start with eighth notes, then sixteenths, then 30 seconds right at the end. Even without vocals, this gives that rag edit energy. And for transition hype, use beat repeat on a duplicate tops layer that only plays before drops. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16th, chance around 20-40%, and filter it slightly high past so it's excitement without mod. Automate the mix up right before the drop, then back down. If you want a consistent machine gun undercurrent without rewriting MIDI, duplicate a tops layer and put auto pan on it. Set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo, rate to 1/8th or 1/16th, amount 20-60%, and blend it quietly. It creates tempo synced gating as an effect. Now let's do a fast 15-minute practice build, so you actually leave with a result. Set 172 BPM. Create a 1-bar top loop. Hat, shaker, ride. Group it into tops bus. Gain stage so peaks are around -12 to -6.